Oh, there you are. No sense in hiding. My men saw you come in here. They sent for me as soon as you locked yourself in this old barracks room. Why? Well, isn't it obvious? Because you're such a beautiful man, of course. Don't shake your head, little one, it's true. They know that they can loot certain items and people, but they save the most special treasure for me. Treasure like you. Come now, don't back away. I'm not that frightening, am I? Well, it's true. I am quite a bit taller than you, and stronger. And I do carry a number of blades on my person, but none of them are drawn, are they? So, you can drop that dagger you're badly trying to conceal in your sleeve. No. It will only get you into trouble. Good. A pretty thing like you shouldn't be fighting in any case. No, I didn't mean to imply that you were useless. Why would you think that? Oh, that nonsense about what men are supposed to be. Rough and independent and strong and blah, blah, blah. It's rot. I'm sure there are men who fit all of those qualifiers, but that doesn't make them any better than you. Surely a man of education, such as yourself, must know that. And let me tell you, most of my soldiers are men, and they're about as independent as a rock, and most couldn't beat me arm wrestling. It doesn't bother them, so why should it bother you? Yes, I could tell you were educated. Obviously, you're a noble. You wouldn't be in a minor outpost like this unless you were traveling. Just my luck, hmm? But it could be just our luck, my sweet. Why were you out here? No, you don't have to tell me. Let me guess. You're to be married to some boring daughter of some warlord or would-be duke out here on the frontier to secure some kind of treaty or land grab. I knew it. Always the same. And what a waste. You are so beautiful and fine and clearly need a firm hand. Some doting thing barely able to call herself a woman would not be an appropriate match for you. No, not at all. You need someone like, well, myself. I see that you don't believe me. You're quivering. Afraid. I understand. Were our positions reversed, I'm sure I'd feel the same way. Of course I get afraid. I'm a little afraid right now. No. Not of being harmed. Not physically, in any case. I'm afraid that you might reject my advances, little one. Yes, you are my prisoner, but no, you don't have to do everything I want. Confused? Well, let me put it a different way. Do I look like I need to force men to fuck me? Oh, I'm sorry for the vulgarity, but I am direct. Why, thank you. I do take care to stay fit and appealing. So you understand that I do not require force to meet my needs. In fact, the very idea turns my stomach. So, you have a choice, beautiful princeling. On the one hand, you are worth quite a bit. Yes, I could ransom you, make a fortune, and I both love and need gold. Bandit queens must deliver to their followers, after all. So, I would keep you in captivity until your ransom is paid. We wouldn't harm you, per se, but you wouldn't precisely be under my protection, either. No one would kill you, no. But there are a number of women and men who would love to lay with an adorable creature like you. They wouldn't provide you with much of a choice, but nor would they abuse you. You'd come away feeling good, I'm sure. But of course, it would be temporary. Your father or mother or what have you would likely pay to have you returned within a few months, perhaps after a little negotiation. And then you'd have to go straight back to your new bride. Ah, the second option. I'm glad you asked. Well, to put it simply, you would belong to me. No, darling, not like a slave. Well, maybe a little like one, but not in the important ways. Well, you'd serve me in a variety of means. For starters, companionship. Yes. I'm not formally educated myself, but I do read, and I have no one to talk to in my little army. So you would provide pleasant company, dine with me, and discuss the classics or art or... Ah, yes, philosophy. I've got no head for it myself, but I do love a man who thinks about the important things. And what else? Well, as I said, I would never force you to do anything. Well, let me revise that statement. I would never force you to do anything you don't want. Oh, my beautiful innocent, there are men like you who do like to be forced to do things. I think you might enjoy that at times, but perhaps you require gentler direction. You would need to be open to my courtship. What do I mean? Well, you'd have to at least entertain my offers. No outright refusals, although coy can be fun. No, you wouldn't have to resist either. You could slip right into my bed, and I think we'd both enjoy that very much. Oh, now, don't be nervous. You wouldn't be the first man I'd deflowered. I don't expect you to know how to please me or even understand what you truly desire. Discovering that is part of the magic, I find. You want to know what you could expect. You don't want to agree to anything overly untoward. Perhaps you fear for your virtue. Very well, my beautiful, cunning man. Come here. You said you wanted to know, and I will show you. Come here. Good. Very good. Now, let me just sit down in this fine chair. Yes, you sit right here. Yes, that's right, on my knee. Don't be shy. Oh, it isn't that. Does it feel unmanly to do so? Look at me. Good. No man or woman in my army would dare mock you or even think less of you for sitting on my knee or deferring to me. Not while you are under my protection. What the world expects of you is meaningless here on this frontier. Here, you must take precious moments when you find them. Now sit. Good boy. Oh. Is it all right if I call you that? Good. Relax. Sit back. That's right. There are advantages to being a little smaller than I, aren't there? No, it's fine. Lean back against my breasts. Good boy. Now, I don't wish to frighten you, but I'm going to put my arm around you now. Yes. I have my arm around your waist, and you're resting against me. Do you find this unpleasant in any fashion? Frightening? I didn't think so. This is where I'd want you much of the time, or perhaps cuddled up against me at night. Your hair is so lovely. I'm going to stroke it now, gently. Such a noise from a proper prince, and that blush. Oh no, I do not mock you. To be truthful, such innocence is most appealing. Yes, that flush on your cheek, your breath speeding up. Oh dear, was that too much too soon? I'm afraid that I have difficulty resisting your charms. No, it's fine. You're just so perfect. Not solely in appearance, but in manner, presentation, even thought. I would have taken a much greater castle if I knew such a treasure as you resided within. Oh, you shudder so. Is it from fear or anticipation? I think the latter. Yes, I am stroking you now, upon your chest, your lovely belly. Yes, I am going to go lower. Say the word, my princeling, and I will stop. Oh, you are brave. You don't need to be tense. I won't hurt you. Let me unbutton your breeches. You tremble so appealingly. Ah, there you are. So hard and already leaking for me. That's right. I'm just making you feel good. Has no one ever stroked your cock for you like this? A virgin in so many ways. How lovely. Don't be embarrassed. It's fine if you need to moan. Just lean back into me and let me take care of you, my sweet boy. That's it. Let go. Come for me, darling. That's right. Ah, oh, my gods, you came so much. You must have been quite pent up. And the taste, delicious. Are you surprised by my behavior? Some find seed to be distasteful, but I find that of some men to be irresistible. So, did that feel good? It's only one of many ways in which I will care for you, possess you. And you do need to be possessed, don't you? If you agree to be my love, I will make you this oath. I will show you pleasure and protect you with my life. I will plunder vaults for soft silks for you to wear, for fine oils for you to scent your hair, scrolls for you to study, and coal for your dark, beautiful eyes. Your days will be spent in quiet reflection and study if you like. I will keep you warm at night and well fucked. My guidance will be firm, but gentle. Isn't that all you want, really? You want to be mine? So eager. How? Well, love, you just need to service me. You don't know what I mean. Ah, your innocence is lovely. You're going to service me with your fine mouth and clever tongue. Let me guide you. Get on your knees. Good boy. Let me stand and remove my armor. Now, I'll just sit and put my legs over the armrests. Your eyes are so big. Have you never seen a naked woman before? Or her sex wet and glistening for you? No? Well, it's because you've excited me so. Start here. Use your mouth and tongue. After you do this for a bit, move up to this spot here, but do not apply too much force or pressure. It's very, very sensitive, at least as much as the tip of your glorious cock. Go on. Just listen to me, and all will be well. Fuck. Oh, yes. You are unskilled, but so eager to please. Yes. Oh, there, like that. Good. Dart your tongue inside me. Yes, there. Yes. Yes, like that. Don't stop. Put your finger inside me there. Good. That's right. Pump it in and out. Now add another finger. Oh, God, yes. Yes, you lovely boy. Faster now. That's right. Use your fingers and put your tongue on that little button there. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, don't stop. Oh, yes, my good boy. My good boy. My good boy. Yes. Yes. Yes, you did well. Oh, you are a treasure, aren't you? Come, help me put my armor on. Good boy. After this, I'll take you to my bed, and then I can show you some more, my beautiful, wonderful boy. You are too humble, but I will tell you this. I will burn the world if it makes your beautiful eyes light up just a little more. Now, give me your hand, and let us go out together.